Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. You're going to be glad you're with me because we got Bob Prosen on the show. Bob is a new friend. He's the president and CEO of Prosen Center for Business Advancement. He's had several significant tenures with some major corporations like Sabre, like AT&T. And he's written a book called Kiss Theory Goodbye. He's now he's got a real job. As a small business owner, helping small business owners like you and me. And we're going to get him in here to see what he means by this theory thing. Bob Prosen, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Great to be here with you.
It's good to have you here. Now, Bob, I'm glad you're here, but, you know, small business owners, if I were describing them with a term, I'd say rubber meets the road. I wouldn't use the word theory. So how are we going to apply kissing theory goodbye to my small business owners?
That's the great question. I think what's so fun about the title of the book is it captures people's imagination in the sense that small business and medium-sized business, it's where rubber meets the road. It's you got to make money every day.
Yep.
And there's no time for a bunch of pontificating and theory at all, and that's what I specialize in, and I have fun with it, and I get to talk to 10,000 business owners a month about,
wow.
Yeah, quite a few across every business sector that you can imagine, Jim, about what's going on today, and it's all practical application on ways of converting ideas and thoughts into plans and eventually profit. It's all about profit.
So as you look out across the landscape there, Bob, as you talk to your peeps out there, what are you seeing? What's the most prominent thing that you're seeing that makes you say, we got to fix this?
The uncertainty. There's so much uncertainty out there right now between what's going on with the government, the economy, availability of capital.
Now let's be clear, Bob, because I've used that word too, and I think maybe we should stop for a moment. There is nothing in a small business's mind of uncertainty about themselves. They believe in themselves. They know that if they're left alone, they can make it happen. That's not what the problem is, is it?
Oh no! In fact, you know, two-thirds of our jobs come from small business.
Yeah.
So, you know, they are the heartbeat of our country, and it's great to be in front of them. I was just in front of 200 of them up in Columbus the other day, working hands-on with them. They're excited. I mean, they've got great businesses. What they're tired of is they've gone through the downsizing, they've economized, they've wrung out every bit of cost that they can, and now they're focused on sales, which is fabulous. They're focused on retaining their customers, which they've always been. They're focused on innovation. Matter of fact, I spent a lot of time with a few of them just trying to figure out how to expand into new markets.
Yeah.
It's incredible out there. People have great sense of commitment to this country and their business.
Yeah. So, all right. So let's get back to the things that you're seeing uncertainty. You're also seeing an upswelling of the kind of attitude, the entrepreneurial spirit that made this country great and makes small business owners, the backbone of our economy. But now let's get over into the inside the baseball stuff. What is it that small business owners are facing right now that if you had to say one thing to them right now, what would you say to them?
Well, this is what I do say to them, and it's unfortunate in a couple of areas. It's about a 50-50 split. I just did a survey, and I got 20% response rate. And as you know, Jim, that's high.
That's pretty high.
And it's got a 50-50 split on access to capital. But at the same time, I've got about a 60-40 split on optimism, in other words, positive optimism, about the economy going forward over the next 6 months. That's a good sign.
Yeah.
And that they're holding fast on hiring, and some believe they actually are going to increase. So I didn't see a lot of decreasing, a lot of cutting. I saw hold fast and start to hire again. Now, not in large amounts, but
mm-hmm.
We'll take it right now. We'll take it.
Well, the thing is there is over the last 18 months, they've learned how to operate at the level of business that they have with the level of payroll that they can afford.
Well,
and they've learned how to be more efficient. They got rid of some sloppy ways. They're probably maximizing technology pretty well.
Yeah, they are.
And now they're thinking about hiring somebody. You know, it's almost like birthing a baby. I mean, it's that big of a decision, isn't it?
It's huge. I'm working with a $10 million courier company and logistics company. And we put together a plan to help them bring in a chief operating officer and then bring in a real chief financial officer. And I have to tell you, you know, 2 or 3, 4 years ago when we were having these conversations, it was pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
Now it's how much is it going to cost me? How long is it going to take?
Right.
Better have great experience.
Is she a big eater, or is he a big eater? You know, what's it going to cost me for his lunch?
That's right.
It's gotten that granular, hasn't it?
And we're not training. We're hiring people with skills now that can come in and do the work. So, although that's
let's just stop on that for a second. As people are considering hiring right now, with the tens of millions, we've got 15 to 18 million people unemployed right now, or underemployed. Should we be looking for somebody who can hit the ground running, and not have to bring somebody on from scratch?
I don't think we have a choice right now.
Yeah,
I believe you've got to pick the best people that you can afford, who can come to work and contribute.
Make
right
a difference
away.
Right away.
They've got to. We can't afford to carry anybody now.
Well, and the thing is, you're right, because the cycle of the economy has gotten to the point where about the time that you get somebody where they can really produce, we're going into another down cycle or something, you know, some adjustment of some kind. So you really need to find people. And so that's good for the experienced folks, but it's not good for the young people, is it?
It really isn't good for the young people. Until we've gotten unemployment under control and we're beginning to grow the economy in a more positive direction, I think it's going to be difficult for the younger people that don't have the skills right now.
But if you're a young person, you need to be savvy with the technology, the newer technology, and the new cloud platforms that are out there right now, Bob, because those are the kinds of things a lot of small businesses need.
Well, they absolutely
and they're not going to get that from a 55-year-old, probably.
How true that is. The innovation side, yes, there's no doubt that the younger people can help on the innovation side. What they lack, though, is some of the business acumen. So anything that they can do as they're going through college or as they're getting their first jobs, what they need to do is get good summer jobs as best as they possibly can, work during school, get as much practical application as you can, and then that will give you an advantage, I think, of joining a small business.
You know, there's a movement to require companies to pay interns. What do you think about that idea?
I don't like requiring companies to do anything.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one.
I really don't.
But I just think that's going to be bad for the intern programs.
Well, I don't think you should do it. I think it's bad both ways.
Yeah.
Bad from a regulation standpoint, bad for the intern program.
Yeah.
If these kids want to come along, these young adults, and they want to work for us as small business owners, and they're not asking to be paid, they're not required to be paid, what they really want is the experience, let us do that.
Exactly. And we have an obligation to give them that when they come there for their time. Okay. Hold on to that thought. Bob Prosen is our guest. His book is called Kiss Theory Goodbye. He and I will be right back 20 after. Stay with us.
Across the vein of night, there cuts a path of searing light, burning like a beacon on the edge.
Little Dan Fogelberg bringing us back 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for checking it out, using it to your advantage. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. And of course, if you're on Twitter and you want to follow me there, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Bob Prosen is our guest. He's our new friend. The book is called Kiss Theory Goodbye. He's the president and CEO of the Prosen Center for Business Advancement. Bob, tell us how we can find you and your book.
Jim, best way would be bobprosen.com, Bob, PROSEN.com.
And the book is where?
It's all over, but you know what? Amazon seems to be the place where people are buying it.
All right, so check it out there. And congratulations on getting a Best Book Award from the USA Book News. So congratulations on that. Okay, Bob, we're talking about the idea of kissing theory goodbye. Talk to us some more about what you're seeing out there in the marketplace and what you're recommending to small business owners.
Well, the thing that you had asked right before the break, one of the things that I give advice on right now is, as I talk in front of business owners, I let them hear this very strongly. We got ourselves in this situation, not all because of the government. Some of it was because we overstretched ourselves in the good times.
Yep.
And it's important that business leaders learn from this experience and always, always run your company lean. Run it leaner than you would like. And people say, well, what does that mean? And I say, run it as lean as you can until people start to complain. When people start complaining, you know you got about as much of the excess out of the system as possible.
And when they complain, then you just turn them around and say, okay, What you're complaining about is me making sure that you got a job.
That's exactly right. And how are you going to help us make sure that we continue to do well?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a quid pro quo. I love taking care of my team and my employees, and at the same time, I expect a lot of performance back from them.
Well, and you can say, you know what? What I'm doing right now is the next time the economy cycles down, and it will. We know that it always does. It's like gravity. You know, things that go up come down. And, you know, then hopefully we're going to be a little smarter about being in a little better financial situation. Maybe we won't have to lay anybody off.
That's exactly right. We've been through some very difficult times. In fact, we're asking people to wear multiple hats, work longer hours, and just do a lot more than they normally would. And I recommend to business owners that you take the time out maybe twice a year or so and explain to your entire organization the amount of money that you're investing back into the business.
Yeah.
It's important they understand the commitments that we're making as business owners back to the team.
Well, I think you're exactly right. You've got to communicate this to people, because otherwise, the first part about what we were saying sounds like you could be just, you know, putting all the money in your own pocket, which as a business owner, you have the right to do. But your employees want to know that you are investing back in the company. And you can't presume that they already know that. They know that on their own, can you?
They actually do not. I think some of them have this this image in their head that at the end of each night, you know, we walk out of the building with a wheelbarrow full of money and dump it in the back of our trunk.
Right.
You know, that's not what happens. And if, when we can explain what we've done with the proceeds, that we've increased technology, we've improved benefits if we could, we upgraded our workspace, and we bought automation, invested in training, all the things that we do to help our business succeed, that's money that we could be putting in our pocket, but we choose not to because we believe in our business.
Well, and the other thing is when there are you know, eight people in the company and only enough money for seven paychecks, we're the one that doesn't get a paycheck.
That's right.
That ever happens.
Boy, I know that.
Yeah.
You know, we've all gone through that. So I think this quid pro quo is so important that we get our, and I think we're getting better at this, by the way, of getting people to commit to the business and have the business recommit back to them.
Do you think owners are getting better at this communication thing with their people?
Yeah, they are. Matter of fact, one business owner who runs about a $50 million flooring company here in Dallas invited me to his annual kickoff. And I have to tell you, they struggled last year, but he didn't struggle in this conference. You know, he laid it out there as to what the company is doing and how he's taking care of his people. And it was resounding in the room, just incredible.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, I think we're doing a better job.
That's good. What else are you seeing out there? What else do you recommend that we do?
Well, there's some concerns out there. You know, the survey that I did has got such a high response rate from business owners, and country headed in the right direction. 78% say no. And
what do you think they mean by that?
Well, I'm going to tell you. Future tax increases, 95% believe it's going to happen. 95%. The growth rate of federal government, way too high. 90% think it's concerning. It's becoming oppressive in what's going on. Increased government regulation up by 83%. Taxes increases I told you about, which we know impact of health care. That's amazing.
And they wonder where the uncertainty is coming from, right?
Yeah, 78% say it's unfavorable to business. That's huge.
Yeah.
And so there's a lot of uncertainty. There's uncertainty in the stock market. It's harder to get access to capital.
What are we going to do about this, Bob? I mean, we can't, you know, at some point in time, don't small business owners need to say, you know what? I can't help all that other stuff. I'm just going to do my job and believe in myself.
Well, that's what they're doing. There's no doubt. I mean, the ones that can't do that are gone.
That's right.
You know, it's been too tough over the last year or two.
Mm-hmm.
The ones that are here, they're dealing with this. They're telling us these are very difficult times. But I have to tell you, I was in front of this group of a couple hundred people in Vegas, all business owners, HVAC business owners, and they were so excited about what's going on. And I asked, I said, show of hands, how many people are having a great year? And they were a little quiet. I said, put those hands up. And I'll bet you a third of the organizations out there said they're having a great year.
But they didn't want to admit it, did they?
You know, they want to lay low and not let anybody know. But there's some good things happening in our economy.
Yeah, I agree with you. Well, it's just going to be a slower recovery to expansion, a longer chronology than we've been used to, and I think that's probably going to be a good thing. We need to earn our way out of this hole we got into. Hey, Bob, give us the website one more time, please.
Yes, www.bobprosen.com.
Prosen. Hey, Bob, thanks for being here. Will you come back another day?
Jim, I'd love to.
We'll have you back. Bob Prosen, folks, he'll be back. The book is called Kiss Theory. Goodbye. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Oh, that I love. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.